mean, obviously, we're just not building enough houses, and there's just a lack of between contractors and builders, and the price of materials has put everything through the roof. So that demand is going to be there for long enough to come, because obviously anything that is for sale is snapped up very, very quickly, and there is just nothing else left. We've seen it all the time. We've seen it with empty buildings that just once the for sale sign goes up, they're gone. And it is just causing quite a stress on the area and on the market. And understandably so, then we would have that increase in price. And it's definitely a seller's market out there at the moment.
And with it being a nationwide problem, that's just going to encourage perhaps more people maybe to look at the options of remote working and leaving the bigger cities to come to more rural areas, which in turn is just going to keep rising the prices of property, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what's happening. And anywhere you've got your good rural broadband, and you've got your facilities there, you know, you're going to find a bigger demand of people wanting to go remotely and to live more rurally and to have a better quality of life. So you do find that and see that happening on a regular basis now. So there's a massive demand that we find here now for accommodation, for buildings and for houses.